Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The third baseman, Shane Halter. Batting third. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jeff King. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Sweeney. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jose Rosado. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Greg Colbron. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rich Robertson. And now, play ball. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Halter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knoblauch is hit by the pitch. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Knoblauch. The throw from Sweeney and he is safe. Knoblauch steals second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knoblauch moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knoblauch scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sweeney moves to second. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbron scoops it up and throws to first, with Robertson covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shane Halter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Halter is 0 for 1 in the game. Halter hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Halter moves to third. 2 outs. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rosado, and towards Bell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. King is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. King hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Offerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sweeney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sweeney moves to third. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Damon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Damon is hit by the pitch. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Damon. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Knobloch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Steinbach moves to third. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Goodwin. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Goodwin steals second. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Halter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Halter strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodwin scores. Bell moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. King hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 0 for 1 in the game. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Halter fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Offerman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Offerman moves to second. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Damon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Offerman scores. It's Royals, 2, Twins, 2. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodwin moves to third. Greg Swindell now pitching. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Halter bunts towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a line drive towards right. Damon catches it and throws to first to double up Steinbach. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Colbrun is 0-for-2 in the game. Colbrun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cordova moves to third. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman fields it and throws to second for the out. Cordova scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Greg Olson now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-3 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. King settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. the Royals will come to bat. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Offerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sweeney strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Damon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. King scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a line drive towards first. King reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Goodwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Goodwin strikes out. One out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Roberts is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper pinch hits for Shane Halder. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cooper strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.